It's a privilege to live in an area with an established music scene. Live music, regardless of genre, is an experience that strengthens a community and brings people together. With that privilege comes the responsibility to expand the community by opening it up to the next generation of concertgoers. But how do young people engage with local artists and live music when most venues have to maintain a 19-plus rule? That's where No Barriers comes in. A new nonprofit venture, No Barriers aims to increase accessibility for young people to experience live music with all ages shows and continue to strengthen the local scene. Before the organization's debut show on January 28, co-founders Alicia Gostkowski and Evan McCarty were kind enough to answer a few questions about No Barriers and the upcoming event. RV. What is No Barriers and how did it come to exist? AG. No Barriers is a passion project between four friends who love live music and want to keep the scene alive and thriving. The idea for this project came from talking to local bands and youth who attended an all-ages music concert organized by Evan at his workplace, Shaq's World. M. No Barriers aims to provide all-ages music events for youth and the community at large. We believe that sometimes all you need is some live music and your friends by your side to have a good time. We also hope to give back in other ways to the community, through empowering youth and spreading positivity. AG. Our aim is to think global, but act local. RV. Why is accessibility to live music important, especially for young people? M. Accessibility to live music for young people is an integral part of growing up for many of us. Some of our fondest memories are of going to concerts with our friends, and at local live shows this environment allows folks to forge bonds that will last a lifetime. We want to ensure more young people can access the local music scene and have those opportunities, too. AG. Music saves lives, and allowing everyone the opportunity to experience live music in a safe, welcoming and friendly environment is exactly what No Barriers aims to do. RV. Did you grow up in the live music scene? And how do you think it affected who you are today? AG. Both Evan and I did not grow up in the live music scene due to there being limited opportunities for youth in our respective areas. It wasn't until I turned 19 and started frequenting the Fox Lounge in Barrie that I was able to truly experience local live music. Local all-ages live music shows just weren't really a thing for me growing up, and this alone is a strong driving force behind why we felt that starting No Barriers is an incredibly important cause. Live music should be safe and accessible, and at times even adults feel unsafe in the bar scene. We wanted to create a safe space for everyone to enjoy, but our main focus is to give more opportunities for the youth to participate in live music, whether that be just attending our shows or younger bands getting a chance to join in the scene. RV. How did you choose this lineup of bands for the first No Barriers event? M. We chose the lineup of bands for our first event, which will take place on January 28, based on the relationships we currently have in the community. A big part of what No Barriers aims to do is promoting local musicians that deserve to have a spotlight on their music. AG. Our lead promoter, Curtis Frode, has spent a lot of time growing his connections within the Barrie music scene, and this has certainly come to be an advantage for finding willing bands to play shows for No Barriers events. RV. What can attendees expect to experience at the event? AG. Attendees can expect an incredibly memorable show featuring local musicians that love to support their community. Our roots are in the metal, punk scene, so this will also be reflected in the bands we have asked to perform at our debut show. RV. What other kinds of shows or events do you hope to see in the future? M. We aim to host live music shows at least once per month, and we hope to fundraise for local social causes that we feel deserve more support. Folks can expect to see some interesting lineups, with a heavy focus on local talent. RV. Where can people learn more about the organization and upcoming events? AG. If you are a band interested in performing for an event or just an individual looking to give back to the local music scene, we welcome you to reach out to us via email at noberry.rs705@gmail.com. If you want to learn more about No Barriers and keep up with events, please follow our Instagram, at noberry_rs and our No Barriers Facebook page. No Barriers presents Dave Rocket and the Jobbers, London, Aunt Abraxas Reflux, Toronto, Jerk Diary, Toronto, Vile Decree, Barrie, $10 cover at the door. Doors open at 6 p.m. with music starting at 7 p.m. Shacks World Community Center, downtown Barrie, located at 59 Maple Avenue. For more information or to purchase tickets, click here.